Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, listening all over North America on Halloween 2025. Okay, we appreciate you hanging out with us. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Be smart. Ask your speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got Game 6 of the World Series going on right now this minute in Toronto, Canada. The Blue Jays lead the series 3-2. If they win tonight, they're World Series champs. But as it stands right now, in the bottom of the third inning, the Dodgers just went to work in the top half, including an RBI, or two RBI single, excuse me, a gapper between the third baseman and the shortstop by no one other than Mookie Betts, who's been struggling. And as a result, right now, the Dodgers lead the Blue Jays 3-0. Dodgers got a good lead. They have Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound. Right now, Yamamoto, who's had two complete games here, two innings pitched, one strikeout. He's thrown about 32 pitches as of now. And as I say that, Yamamoto gives up a double to Barger. So let's see if the Toronto Blue Jays can answer back. And we know that they have a lot of work to do, so we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. If you want to call up, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, thank you to our guests, Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan. He came through to talk to us about the Ravens. Thank you as well to Eric Edholm. He joined us last hour to talk about the NFL trade deadline, teams that we need to pay attention to. And so if you've missed a minute, like I said, you got the free Odyssey app. And we've had a fun show, had a fun week. Shout outs to Brett Boone, a Major League Baseball All-Star from the famous Boone family, joining us yesterday. So it's been a fun one. Even today, we've talked about Wembanyama. Unfortunately, there was no Wembanyama Spurs game today. No Halloween outfit from Wembanyama as well. He said, we're not playing on a Halloween, so there's no outfit. Botcher, do you know? I know he was Slender Man. What the hell was that giant worm ghost thing he was a couple years ago?
I think it was something from an anime. I don't watch a ton of anime.
Okay.
But I think it was one of the characters from that.
He's just a giant 8-foot-tall ghost, huh?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what it is in the show, so I'm going to go with that.
Could you imagine? Nah, this is kind of weird. It's very weird. Could you imagine you sleep and then, like, he's just a silhouette of him is standing over you? I would think it was an alien for real.
That would probably be top two scariest things that's ever happened to me.
Nightmare fuel, right? A guy who's 7'5 just standing over your bed?
Oh, yeah. Like, he doesn't have to be standing over. It's just, he can be standing in a doorway down. And if the light, like the shadow, since he's so tall, if it stretches out to what I'm thinking it's going to be, that's very, very intimidating.
Bruh, he don't fit in a normal doorway.
I know, that's the issue. But like, imagine he's in like a street where it's like you're only lit by like just
oh, just seeing
lights.
Him walking down the street, yeah, I'd be like, dark. I found Bigfoot.
Yeah, but it's just, ugh. Imagine he's just standing there looking at you, not moving.
Yeah, that'd be kind of creepy. Listen, bro, I'm looking at the studio door, right? I think Wembanyama would have to duck to get under that. What's the average size of a door? 7 feet, you think?
I would say 6'8", probably.
6'8" is the size. Look, here, we got Google, right? Let's see. What do we call regulation doorway? What's the height?
I guess so. I try to stand up to try to eye it out. It does not help.
Yeah, it doesn't. Let's see. Regulation doorway. Typical standard door, 6'7". Are you kidding me? Yeah, 6'7", 6'8". Wow. Wow. I know a lot of basketball players here in Georgia. I know a lot. 6'8", to me, being around all these basketball, 6'8", is not tall to me. Like, when you go over 6'8", like, okay, Carmelo Anthony, Carmelo's 6'8", okay? LeBron James is 6'9". When you start getting into 6'9", 6'10", I'm going, okay, you are tall, you know what. To think that these guys have to duck under doorways has never even crossed my mind. I see them in basketball gyms or giant houses, so I guess it's never crossed my brain. 6'8"? Bacha, why can't we make the doorways a little bit taller than that for the tall people?
Because how are you going to get it into buildings? That's the question.
How are you going to get what into a building?
So if you're building a house, right, yeah, and you want to put a door inside of the house,
yeah,
if you make it any bigger than 6'8", there's going to be issues with either, one, standing it up with the width of the house, or getting it around corners and stuff.
Getting what around? What are you talking about?
So, like, the way some houses are set up, when you try to enter through the doorway, you can put it in horizontally, right? But then, if you want to
talk about the physical door?
Yeah, like the doorway, the open space. So,
why can't I add an inch to the door? What's the problem?
It could. You could. But then it throws everything off, where it could be, I don't know, if you're trying to measure it up and you try to make it lift up the door to put it into the door frame.
Oh, here we go.
It could,
have you
like,
worked construction? No. Family worked construction or something?
I've seen construction. My grandpa was a carpenter, but
well,
not.
There you go.
But then even still, it's just, yeah. It's once you get big doors, it messes with everything.
Oh, but listen, you sound like you know better than me. I'm gonna go by you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know a lot, but I just know, like, getting things around in construction, it's all about fit and ease of access.
So this ain't none of my business. Wherever Victor Wembanyama lives, you think he has to duck under doorways in his house?
He doesn't have doors. He has the front door, and that's it, probably.
And do you think he ducks under that?
Yes, 100%.
Come on.
Unless it's like a castle.
Have you seen some of these mansions, Bacha?
Well, I have, but think of how much money that door would have to be.
And I don't know. He doesn't take me as a guy who's just like, I need to live in some type of opulent mansion in San Antonio. Maybe only specifically for space reasons. I don't think Wembanyama is renting out, you know, a one-bedroom apartment in downtown San Antonio, is he?
No. He can live comfortably in a house. I don't know. Probably a mansion.
A barn? I was going to say.
Barn.
No, you can't live comfortably in a barn.
No, you could. But for him, do you think he's going to live in a barn? He might live in a, like, I don't know. He might go out of his way to just not live anywhere. And, like, he'll go to place. Because he went
levitate
to,
back to Mars in between games?
Yeah, he went to a temple with monks. Like, he could probably go anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, wherever the hell this guy lives, I know he has a custom-made bed. Damn, yeah, he can't just live in a one. He doesn't live in a studio. Let's put it that way, okay? Wembanyama probably has a nice house. His family's staying there. And that, God bless him. He gets to maintain, you know, his privacy. His dimensions as a human. It's like him on a plane sounds weird. We've seen him sitting on the subway in New York City, which is weird. His head, he had to kind of scrape and bend all the way over. He can fit on the subway. God bless him for playing basketball. I mean, he makes his money in arenas and gyms. Arenas and gyms, well, their ceilings are not measured in feet. These things are gigantic, so he doesn't have to worry about that. Speaking of homes, and this is horrific, and this is never going to be done. It's never going to be over. I think it was last year into early this year, we heard all of these horror stories about athletes getting their homes broken into. I think Travis Kelce was one of these guys, right? His old house?
Yeah, it was Burrow, Mahomes, and Kelce, all three of them.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow, they took his jewelry. They ended up selling his jewelry in like New York City, and it was just real messy as people, celebrities, athletes were getting their homes broken into. And then I thought they caught a lot of these guys. They were like, hey, these guys are from other parts of the world and out here stealing jewelry and breaking into homes when the athletes are playing. And then yesterday we got a report that the reigning MVP of the NBA, MVP of everything, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, reportedly got as well. Listen to this news report from News 9 in Oklahoma City.
And we are following breaking news out of the northwest part of the metro, a heavy police presence in a Nichols Hills neighborhood. Initial reports indicate this is a home break-in.
And this is believed to be the home of OKC Thunderstar Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. SGA, as we all know, wrapped up a game at the Paycom Center tonight. The Oklahoma City Police helicopter is overhead right now. We also know there's a police dog on scene, a canine, and there are several officers going in and out of the house. That vehicle you see there is Nichols Hills Police.
Oh, man. Boccia, this is not over. Like, people are always going to get their houses broken into, right?
Well, yeah, anybody's house that has that looks rich might get broken into. You saw, was it the Louvre?
The Louvre, yeah.
The Louvre, they got broken into, too?
I mean, yeah, if you can break into the Louvre and you can go up a German lift and break through the... There's just one thing, and I understand they caught the guys. I don't know if they have the jewelry yet. How the hell are you breaking into a museum on a Sunday? And, like, we have nobody pulled? I understand, okay, they said security ushered people out. Did security say, we're going to let the guys rob us? Or nobody pulled out a phone and recorded nothing?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they were just dumbfounded that someone was actually dumb enough to rob them during busy hours. And
they just opened on a Sunday.
Yeah, they were just strolled in basically on a ladder and took stuff. So
yeah, they said they had to saw things open and take. I mean, Boccia, I've been to plenty of museums. If there's nobody took a camp, we didn't see no footage. TMZ don't got no footage. What are we doing here?
There might be footage, but at the same time, is it going to be worth anything if they're wearing masks and hard hats and the vests?
And they got on what, motorbikes and exited? Nobody smacked them around on the way out?
No, I feel like most of the people too are tourists and they don't want to mess with anything. Maybe they're one of the cultures and they're like, hey, maybe this is normal that people just, you know, walk in and take things.
Steal millions of dollars worth of jewels. Possibly. Maybe. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The Toronto Blue Jays were able to get a run on the board in the bottom of the third. And so right now, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they lead the Jays 3-1 here in the fourth inning. Of course, we'll see if the Dodgers can win this game and keep their season alive. And if the Blue Jays are able to turn things around and win this one, then they will be World Series champs, something that they have not done since 1993. What a wild situation that we're in right now. Let's see if they can maybe go ahead and turn the tide here. We do have George Springer back as well. George Springer, we know he's been out the past two games with that side injury. And John Schneider talked about having him back and having him available. Listen to this.
Not many, to be honest with you. I think just making sure he feels comfortable and confident tomorrow. You know what I mean? And not just for, you know, one at bat, you know, to go in and to compete and kind of get locked into a game. So he's kind of checked every box physically so far.
Yeah, well, he's the one who drove in Barger to put that lone run up on the board. So George Springer already in the game paying some dividends for this team. We know about the work that he put in with the Houston Astros. I won't get into banging on garbage cans or anything. No garbage cans here in Toronto. But let's see what the Dodgers can do. They currently lead the Blue Jays 3-1 as they try to elongate their season and live to play another game. I'm here for more baseball. I'm rooting for the Dodgers just as a baseball fan. If you like Toronto, I get it. You're probably like, JR, shut the hell up. But I want to see some more baseball. 3-1. The Dodgers currently lead Toronto. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked a lot of football today, and unless you have missed any of our show or missed any of the news, yeah, it sucks. Travis Hunter, he out. He's on injured reserve. He's going to be gone for the next four games. This is some news that came down the pipe earlier today. courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news out of the NFL. The Jaguars' two-way star Travis Hunter has been placed on the IR. He'll miss at least four games with a knee injury. He suffered it at practice on Thursday. It's a tough blow for the number two overall pick, who is coming off of his best offensive game as a pro. Prior to the team's bye week, he was cooking. But then he went for a career-high 8 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown in a loss to the Rams in London. The earliest Hunter will be eligible to return is on November 30th in Nashville against the Titans.
Yeah, put a fork in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, at least for Travis Hunter, I think that season is done. And we're not even going to get a full evaluation of what he would look like in a rookie season. And now we have to wait until next year, which is just pretty sad. Speaking of injuries, we talked about the return of Lamar Jackson last night, coming back to throw 4 touchdowns against the Miami Dolphins. They won last night. Today, the Ravens lost a little bit of money. The Ravens were fined $100,000 today for violating the league's injury report policy by incorrectly listing Lamar Jackson's practice participation last week. There's a couple of times that they had him questionable, available. They kind of yo-yoed him. And so, the Ravens got to pay $100,000, which to them is a drop in a bucket. I would gladly take every penny. I'd take half of that. I'd take a dollar of it today. Speaking of injuries, Anthony Davis. Bacha, what's his nickname?
Mr. Glass. Oh, no, Day-to-Day Davis. That's what it is.
Day-to-Day Davis, Mr. Glass. Anthony Street Clothes Davis. I feel like this is just a recurring issue. I can't even keep up when it happens. But it was 2 nights ago. Anthony Davis jumped in the air. He landed. I mean, that's what happens when you're a basketball player. But unfortunately, he had to exit the game. And now Anthony Davis is going to miss 2 games after an MRI revealed he has a low-grade left calf strain. Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? Here we go, Anthony. Bacha, how many games this season for Anthony Davis? 50?
I was going to say 46.
Yeah, well, here we go. What does his contract look like? When is he going to quit? Is he going to just... He can't play basketball, man. He can't play.
But when he does play, he is effective, though. That's the thing. It's just when he's on the court, he's arguably a top 20 player in the league. It's just... He can't. I don't know if it's the way he trains, the way he recovers, or just.
No, it's just him. Just some people so are just. Some people just can't go. His contract. He has a player. Oh, he ain't going anywhere for a couple years, okay? The final year of his deal is in 2028. 2027 to 2028 is the final year of his contract, and he holds a player option. In that season, 2027 to 2028, Anthony Davis is going to make $62 million. He ain't going anywhere. He ain't going anywhere. That's a lot of money for a guy who's, what, 32 years old right now? Is he 31, 32?
He's 32, which is also kind of crazy in context to everybody else because Kevin Durant's making insane money at 37. You have LeBron, of course. And then just the amount of stars or talent that are 32 or more, and they can stay healthy for long portions of the season. It's just, I know it's crazy to think that he can't put one full season together.
Well, he won't. I mean, when his contract is done, he's going to be on these 1-year situations. Kind of wild. I remember watching him. I watched him at the Final Four when he's playing Kentucky, when he was with Kentucky. And then you hit the fast forward button all these years, and he's just, he cannot stay healthy. This is just wild situation. Good luck to Anthony Davis. It's just sad. Every time I watch him, it's just the injury watch is on. When is Anthony Davis going to get hurt? How about this? Here's something for you. eBay, it's home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band T-shirt to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. I mean, I look at the body type of Wembanyama and I say to myself, don't end up like Anthony Davis. Just don't do that, please. And I think the world would be a better place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we have so much more to get into before we roll out. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on this Game 6 of the World Series as the Blue Jays trail the Dodgers 3-1. The Blue Jays, if they win tonight, they win the World Series. The Dodgers are trying to force a Game 7. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of long, old-ass, athletic NBA players, Kevin Durant has been very open about his personal life. And then, well, the WNBA is still in the news. I'll tell you why. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, listen, I mean, no crazy callers on Halloween. We got to consider that a good thing. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we're heading into the fifth inning. The fourth is just concluded. The Dodgers will have an opportunity to put some more runs back on the board. The Dodgers currently lead Toronto 3-1. Dodgers are currently in control to try to extend their season. Let's see what happens. We got plenty more baseball to continue on. So we've given you an update on quite a few things. We talked about Travis Hunter going on injured reserve. We talked about the Baltimore Ravens being fined $100,000. For kind of screwing up Lamar Jackson and his injury status. We unfortunately talked about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Apparently his home in Oklahoma City has been robbed. What a horrific thing. We saw him and his family and his wife. They were actually they were highlighted last season. We talked about Arch Manning. We don't know if he's going to play tomorrow against Vanderbilt. There's a lot going on. We got into the trade deadline. We were joined by Eric Edholm. There's so much going on. Now here we have a story by Shams Charania. Not what anybody wants to hear. You know, we talked about Victor Wembanyama, how great he looks. Sham says about LeBron James that his future is kind of up in the air right now. We still don't know, quote, we still don't know where LeBron James is going to be. Is he going to finish his career with the Lakers, or is he going to be somewhere else? I think it's very much up in the air. I'm not sure that he knows exactly how the end is going to play out. Could it be with the Lakers? Sure. But he's a free agent at the end of the season. So if he's going to continue to play, there's clearly a chance he's somewhere else potentially. But again, he could stay with the Lakers. Botcher, this is coming from Shams. Is this not the same damn thing that we've basically known and heard about for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 months?
It is. He was also talking to someone who, based on what I've seen, doesn't know much about basketball. And he was trying to just summarize what was going on in the league to try to get him up to speed, because he was talking about Trae Young and Giannis and LeBron and how players switch teams. So I fully expect this LeBron situation to be up in the air until next year. There's going to be no answer, because nobody knows, not even LeBron knows what he wants to do yet. So why do we keep, I don't know, speculating where he wants to be when I don't think LeBron knows?
Yeah, we got to get through this season first, too. I'm like, damn it, I don't even think, I mean, given what we see right now, could he be moved in February? Yeah, sure. We got plenty to do before we get there. We can't even speculate about that. So, I mean, the most that we can do at this point in time is speculate as to whether or not LeBron James is going to return, you know, over the next couple of weeks. Here we are. It's the beginning of November. I'm sorry. It's going to be a few hours until we hit the beginning of November. But the fact really is he coming back in the middle of the month from this sciatica that he's dealing with? And then at that point, we got LeBron in December, January, and then the trade deadline will be here in the middle of February. So I don't know. I mean, to think about LeBron's future, yeah, there's nothing to figure out. What are the Lakers going to look like? I mean, we got Austin Reeves out here dropping 50-point games. There's just there's a lot to figure out. So no new news as it relates to LeBron James. I did mention to you that the WNBA, certainly their contract, their contract negotiations for a new CBA between the players and the league have been ongoing. And they've found some middle ground. They're going to extend the negotiating period for another 30 days. Like, the CBA between the owners and players, it should end tonight. But they're going to negotiate and keep things going for another month. I guess this is good. I don't know. I mean, it was only, last month in the WNBA Finals before they started that Nafisa Collier, one of the top players in the league, basically trashed Kathy Engelbert, who happens to be the commissioner, called her the worst leader ever. Remember this?
And I want to be clear, this conversation is not about winning or losing. It's about something much bigger. The real threat to our league isn't money. It isn't ratings or even missed calls or even physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office. Since I've been in the league, you've heard the constant concerns about officiating, and it has now reached levels of inconsistency that plague our sport and undermine the integrity in which it operates. Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders.
Wow. Well, now you got to negotiate with the same lady that you basically trashed. I mean, she hasn't been fired. She ain't going anywhere. It sounded like the players all supported Nafisa Collier and getting her the hell up on out of there. Maybe they thought if she was fired, they have a better chance and opportunity to increase their pay. I don't know if putting anybody in there as commissioner is going to change any of that. Hey, have fun for another 30 days. I still think that they're going to be leaning towards a lockout. We'll see what happens there. And they're going to have plenty of time on their hands. Speaking of plenty of times on their hands, Kevin Durant just joined the Rockets. He is just doing a lot of talking about his own personal life. I'm like, where are we going here? I mean, Kevin Durant's been sitting around on a podcast. Botcha, when did he find all this time?
And it's recent, too, because it's I'd say maybe preseason, because nobody really cares about preseason as the players.
Who the heck is it? Who, I've heard about this lady. Bobby Altoff? She's just a big podcaster? What does she do?
So I don't know how and why she became popular, but she had an interview with Drake
Yeah.
And it kind of just got spread everywhere. And then she got divorced with her husband.
Oh.
And then she was just popular for different things.
Oh, well, and there's a lot of people popular for interesting reasons. Anyway, Kevin Durant has gone on a podcast tour telling everybody that he doesn't want a kid, he doesn't want to be married. Listen to what he said to Bobby Altoff.
Do you want to get married?
No.
Really, ever? What if they sign a prenup?
That's not really a prenup, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, because you'll still have to, when you walk away, have to at least give something up.
Well, in a perfect world, wouldn't you just not get divorced or, like, break up? You'd stay with them forever?
I've never seen that.
You couldn't do that? Be with one person for the rest of your life?
I don't know. Who have you seen that has done that?
It's a good question. Let me think.
I think divorce is actually more of a realistic.
Yeah, it is.
Because 100% is higher.
I mean, I failed, so.
And it's higher. Divorce percentages are higher. It's just like the word marriage, I get it, but it's more so like what that relationship is like. Like, do I want to be with somebody every day?
No. Bacha, he's not. The divorce rate is 50%, but I mean, if you got to go. You got to go and think that bad about it. I guess he's in the right space. Don't get married, right?
Yeah. He also said later, he was like, I'm 37. If I wanted to, I could have. But there's like, he sees no reason in doing it at this point.
I don't. Maybe when he gets older, he's still a young man. Maybe when he is older and done playing, maybe he's, I don't know, whatever. And then he also sat down with the Pivot. They're telling him to have a baby. So we could have, I don't know, Wembanyama number 8. I don't know. Listen to what he told the guys at the Pivot.
You know what else I'm hot with you about? Seriously, it's the one thing. You have not blessed the world with your DNA. Bro, we can't get a little Kevin, a little Kevinita.
No,
bro, we need this to continue, bro. You the only one on Netflix without an old lady.
I got a nephew, man.
Bro, you don't need, bro. I'm telling you.
You got the same blood, man.
KD, you don't want to be the 65-year-old man at the high school graduation. They calling you grandpa. You got to put a little Kevin in the world, man.
When that time gonna come, it's gonna come, man.
He got like a little Durant Springman or something like that. What's the?
Yeah, man. I got a lot of kids out here, to be honest.
They named that.
People looking up to him, man. I gotta set a good example every day, bro.
Set a good example. Get you a woman and set a good example in the bedroom.
Chill, man.
Yeah, I know it's Halloween. Listen, people, be careful. These stories about making babies and having families, these things can turn into a horror stories. I will say this. Botch, I think the most famous athlete couple that I could think of, what is it? A Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson, right?
Yeah, they're together. I'm trying to think of any other.
No, but if they have a baby at any point, they got to birth a power forward. It has to be a shot blocking defensive wonder, right?
Yeah, the post moves will be insane on the child.
Yeah, well there is. Could you imagine this one? I'm over here matchmaking people. There's that lady, she's young. I mean, Victor Wembanyama's young. I think she's like 18, 19 years old. He's 21. The lady selected from the French lady, you know what I'm talking about?
What sport?
WNBA. She plays for Seattle.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think she's like, I'm exaggerating, but she's like 8 feet tall. And if she had a baby with Victor Wembanyama, they'd make a tree, right?
Yeah, so is it Dominique Malonga?
Malonga, yeah, Malonga, something like that, yeah.
6'6" and 7'4". So
wow.
I just take the average, I guess, and that'll be 6'10".
Well, that's what they did with Yao Ming, right?
6'11". Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. There's a lot of things. It's also sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't always turn out that the kid isn't tall.
Yao Ming's dad is 6'10". His mother's 6'2". Yao Ming came out, boom, 7'5". Boom, here we go.
Yeah, so it's random.
Yeah, it's random, but I mean, you got better odds, so why not? I can't recall. As far as I know, I can't think of a family that's gotten together that just produced, in America, Nobody I know has produced the ultimate offspring of a child. Okay? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Was it J.J. Watt married to, like, the Olympic soccer player? So maybe they're athletes?
What, is somebody going to sack the quarterback and they're going to be playing soccer? I don't know.
Both. Two-sport athlete.
We got a lot of sports families, but I don't know if we've had that one super child yet in America. And maybe we'll get there sooner than later. Kevin Durant is like, don't worry about it. I'm not getting involved in any of it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to start to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, are the Dodgers going to make history by going back-to-back? We'll see. They got to win Game 6 first. To get an update on that and everything else going on in the world of sports, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Justin Rock.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, I'm glad you're fired up. You should be fired up. It's Halloween. Please be fired up safely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get into a few things that took place this day in sports history, I need to let you know about the NASCAR race preview. It is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. And NASCAR, it's out at Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona this weekend. And we got a full slate of racing capped by Sunday's Cup Series. It is the main event. You can expect Christopher Bell, who last won at the spring in Phoenix. He's the favorite alongside William Byron and the Joe Gibbs Racing Stable. They've typically done very well out in Phoenix. So this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They are just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. Okay, that's a preview for the weekend. It's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's not time for a preview. It's time for us to go back to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 31st is Halloween. 1987, Eric Dickerson, the NFL single-season rushing champ. He signs a three-year contract with the Indianapolis Colts, and that basically completes a three-way trade that got the Rams two running backs, six top draft choices over the next bunch of years. And Eric Dickerson, and speaking to the postgame many, many years after the fact, he says that he never wore his best Halloween costume because of the trade.
Matter of fact, the year was 1987, my best costume. I was dressed up as an Indian chief. I have a big long headdress that almost went down to the floor, and that's when I got traded. I was in my kitchen, myself, a friend of mine, and Jim Gray, and I was about to walk out. And they kept like, let's go. I'm like, okay, give me a minute. And the phone rang, and it was Ron Ma telling me that I'd been traded to the Colts. So you know, that's I won't forget that, and I never got a chance to wear that getup.
Oh well. He could still wear it. Nobody would care, though. October 31st, 1988. How about this? Also involving Eric Dickerson, because the first Monday night NFL game took place. It was played with the Indianapolis Colts a year after Eric Dickerson got traded. The Colts went out there and beat the Broncos 55-23. Take a listen. Eric Dickerson with the second touchdown from the first Monday night football game.
Second and goal from the 11. They give it to Dickerson. And Dickerson has his second touchdown. Mark Boyer threw the block to Springham. And with 5:39 to go in the corner, if Biasucci kicks it through, it'll be 14-0.
Yeah, how about that? Eric Dickerson, back to back, 87, 88. Halloween, 1999. Oh, this is a pretty scary for people. Tim Couch, I say that name, people in Cleveland should be afraid. But he completed a desperation 56-yard touchdown pass. He threw it to Kevin Johnson. There was no time on the clock, and the Browns, in their first season back, they picked up their first victory. They went over the Saints 21-16. Listen to Tim Couch when he wasn't getting sacked throw this Hail Mary for a victory. This is Jim Donovan, courtesy of the NFL.
Couch with 2 seconds to go, being chased. Heaves one down the near sideline to the right. Looking for Kevin Johnson. Ball is tipped. Johnson's got it. Touchdown, Browns. The Browns have won their first game. Kevin Johnson made the catch out of the deflection.
Yeah, apparently, it's 2025. The Browns are still trying to win something, okay? October 31st, the year is 2004. Speaking of winning anything, the Patriots, all they did is win. They were sickening, huh? How about this? The Patriots, this day in 2004, they lost their first game in more than a year. The Steelers beat them 34-20. At this point, up until then, the Patriots won 21 straight games, including the playoffs, including a league record 18 in a row in the regular season. After the loss, Bill Belichick, well, pretty miserable. Bill Cowher, still coaching at the time, pretty happy.
They outcoached us, they outplayed us. They did a lot of things right, and they certainly deserved to win. And they won convincingly. We weren't very good in any phase of the game. Didn't do much anything right. Anytime you give up 34 points, especially on the road, it can be hard to win.
And they'll stay grounded. We have not accomplished anything. And we've just created a very good situation for ourselves.
Well, listen, Bill Belichick, look how he sounded happy to lose. Not that he was, but I mean, a little more words than I would have expected from Mr. Bill Belichick. Very interesting. October 31st, 2012. We have the Clippers. Oh, remember them? They actually used to be good for a while. Jamal Crawford, he was a part of the Clippers. He scored 29 points, did it in 30 minutes, just joined the team. And the Clippers, they ended up coming back to beat the Memphis Grizzlies 101-92. The Grizzlies, they were 0-12 on opening night since the franchise moved from Vancouver in 2001. And you think about that Clippers team. You had Jamal Crawford. You also had Chris Paul. You had Blake Griffin. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Jamal Crawford, all these years later, he says those Clippers, that team, is one of the best squads that never made the finals.
We go to China. I signed with the Clippers that summer. And y'all blow us out the first game in China. It didn't feel like a preseason game. It felt like a real game. Y'all blew us out. And then we beat y'all. We left China. We was like, man, we going to see them in the finals. I think we're one of the best teams to have never been to the finals. Because we literally, at different points, we had every single piece you needed. I think for like a five-year stretch, we had like the second or third most wins in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then immaturity, injuries.
Immaturity, injury? Oh, wow. Well, injuries is a big part. Just take a look at Blake Griffin and his knees. When did his knees ever work? I mean, well, there was times they were working, not when they needed them to be. He's out there dunking all over everybody. Good for him. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. If you need a reminder, I don't know, maybe you looked outside, maybe you're on the internet. Today's Halloween, okay? And so thank you to everybody who came through and joined us today throughout the course of the week. Thank you to our guests today, Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Thank you to Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Appreciate him coming through to talk about the Ravens. And as it stands right now, this minute, this second, in Toronto, Canada, the Dodgers still lead the Blue Jays 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. You have Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is still in the game, trying to make sure that these Dodgers live to play another game and force a game seven tomorrow. As it stands right now, Yamamoto on the mound. He's obviously pitched six innings, or five and a third, I should say. He has struck out five. He just threw his 77th pitch. Let's see if he can get them through a couple more innings. They're going to need him to keep on if they want to try to win this game. Not done yet. The Blue Jays could still become champs tonight. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I wish you safety and a great weekend. Watch some football. Hopefully there's more baseball tomorrow. Watch some basketball. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Please, happy Halloween. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool, be all of the amazing things. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Happy Friday. Bart Winkler coming up next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.